This here is a remarkable,
Welcome to the Wedding of Distinction podcast, a program for the unique bride and groom. The Wedding of Distinction is a concept where brides and grooms want something better. Not just your average wedding. We have the tools to make that happen. Now, here's your host, Mike Fornino.
Aloha, everyone, and welcome to my wedding podcast, The Wedding of Distinction. We created this program to help couples who are planning their weddings. And on today's program, we're going to help couples who are also planning a honeymoon. Honeymoons are a tradition where, after a wonderful wedding celebration, the couple retreats to a very romantic and scenic destination to really begin their married life on a fantastic note. Destinations are often spectacular, and in many cases, it's the very first time the couple is going away somewhere significant together. It should be one of the most memorable trips of your lifetime. On the program today, I have my friend Craig Rashid, and Craig is an expert travel agent. I asked Craig to put together his top 10 honeymoon destinations and share that with the audience. It's always fun to talk about somewhere warm and tropical. So let's immerse in a fantasy, for just a minute at least, as we daydream away on a fabulous vacation escape today on the Wedding of Distinction podcast.
My dear guests, I am Mr. Raw, your host. Welcome to Fantasy Island.
On the Zoom line today, we have our good friend Craig Rashid, and Craig is with Polaris Travel Experts. Craig and I just recorded just recently a program about cruises, and that was a lot of fun, and we had so much fun. We're going to do it again, but instead of cruises today, we're going to tap Craig for his top 10 honeymoon destinations. This is going to be good. So I know you've been thinking about this, Craig, so I hope you have.
I have.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'm a cruise guy. That's why it's Craig's Cruise Corner.
Yeah.
But I do have my top 10 top honeymoon destinations because I'm an all-around kind of travel guy.
I do have to ask you, though, is this based on volume or is this based on what you see working with your clients over all the years that you've been doing this?
It's kind of a combination of both because these are the top destinations that I guess people have on their I'd really like to go there list. But money-wise, maybe not. But on the other side, people set aside quite a bit of money for their honeymoon, and they want to make it something to remember.
Right.
So these are destinations that people have gone to that I've helped over the years. So it's a difference. Nowadays, with the price of everything, with anything you're going to do, you should really be planning this a year to 2 years out so you can budget for it. Just like with anything else you do. So This is my combination of both.
Nice. And of course, you just hit on it. Couples will generally plan to spend more money on a honeymoon because it is that once-in-lifetime trip of a lifetime, of course, versus just a typical vacation. They might not spend nearly as much.
Right. Right. And a lot of these places that we're going to go over sell out a good year in advance. So it's a good idea to get it booked out as soon as possible. But I think we'll be happy with my list.
I'm sure we will. So let's begin we'll go with 10. We'll work our way up to number one.
Here's Craig's top 10 honeymoon destinations. Number 10.
All right. I have to get my sheet of paper ready because I can't remember all details. But number 10 on my list, Tahiti in French Polynesia. It's the largest island, as everyone may know, and it has some of the most exclusive honeymoon locales for resorts that there is. Remember, they have the black sand beaches, and you can take a quick ferry or short plane ride to the neighboring islands. This destination is really like another seasonal one, like May to October for the best weather. People travel there all year round anyway, but May to October is best of the time. But Tahiti is my number 10.
Number 9.
Now, I'm just going to go right up my list, and you can stop me as we go if you want. But
okay,
let's talk about Bali next. Volcanoes, stone temples, you know, sunsets. My gosh, you can. This is a picturesque type of location that you can go for. Now, some of these destinations that we're going to be talking about, again, we've talked about it before, the pricing. That's why you want to do this a year out. But sometimes on Bali, you're going to have that once-in-a-lifetime sunset or sunrise that you may not get anywhere on the anywhere else in the world. So, and a lot of the resorts there have infinity pools that overlook beaches. That's some of the most picturesque areas of the world there. So Bali's my number nine.
Craig, with Bali, what is the, as far as flying in, where is that close to? And where do you have to fly from?
Well, see, if you're coming from the eastern U.S., you're generally going to end up connecting somewhere on the west coast before you go down to Indonesia. But you could very well, usually Los Angeles, anywhere on the west coast is usually a good destination to leave from. Now, some destinations may bring you in from the east coast and say stop in L.A. or the west coast or even Hawaii before you go down. But Bali's in Indonesia, so it's not like it's going to be just a 2-hour, 3-hour flight. But that's why you're also, these destinations that we're talking about, you're going to want to make sure you plan at least a 10-day to 2-week time span that you're going to be there for to take up for your flight times that you're going to be flying there. So,
number eight.
Next up, Fiji. I'm always talking about the Southern Pacific Islands, but this is the area where the Castaway movie was made. And not that anybody wants to be a castaway, but still, they're best known for their beaches. And the resorts that they have, the luxury resorts there, will pamper you from beginning to end there. So a lot of people come here specifically to do the massages on the beach that you really can't, you know, not just for honeymooners, but gosh, you can go there all year round. And they're the hosts that you have the opportunity to meet when you're on Fiji are some of the most friendly people in the world. Very top destination. But believe me, it's not my top destination on my list.
You're doing pretty good so far, though.
Number seven.
Shall we talk about Bora Bora? That's also in French Polynesia. And it's known for, again, scenery. But there's been comments about Bora Bora that it has some of the most out of this world scenery because of the volcanoes and landscaping that's there. And then it's a big location for snorkeling and sailing. And the water, it's like see-through water. It's the stuff you only see on postcards. But a lot of these destinations in Bora Bora have the overwater bungalows. And going to Bora Bora is, again, a little on the pricey side, but it's also a seasonal area. However, if you're going to travel between December and March, there might be a little bit more humidity and rain showers there. So, but that's why it's such a lush area to be near.
Number six.
Until we move up to St. Lucia in the Caribbean. Now,
number six.
Yes, I'm glad you're counting because I'm going backward on my list. So now, luxurious. If you think about the Caribbean, luxurious Caribbean island honeymoon for St. Lucia, they are best known for their white sand beaches and the mountains. Also, a little bit on the rainier side, depending on the year that you go, but the all-inclusive resorts there are more like boutique-type resorts and not the monster. There's our Sandals resorts there, but I usually work with some of the more lesser-known boutique all-inclusive resorts, so it's more of a individual type serene area there. So, of course, you have the mountains and the botanical gardens and the mineral baths. You'd want to come back. You're going to come back as just like jelly more than anything else if you go down there. So,
And I've heard that, I've never been. St. Lucia is, in some ways, it's comparable to Hawaii, but it's like the Hawaii of the Caribbean because of the volcanic activity, the sulfur baths that they have.
Yes.
Rainforest, things like that, right?
Yes. So, and it's, you're kind of could be end up doing like a lot of island hopping flights to get down there. But once you're on St. Lucia, you can take ferries to the neighboring islands, which is one of the top reasons why people go to the Caribbean, because there's so many islands within that area. that you can just go and fool around at the other islands in the area and make more of a, instead of just staying on one island, you could actually go visit the ones that are surrounding it.
Number five.
Let's go to the other side of the world now. And this won't surprise you, but it'll be Paris, known as the City of Light and the Eiffel Tower and all of that. Well, maybe right now it's not the best honeymoon area with all of the uproar that they have over there about their farming. But, of course, they have the Louvre while you're there. And it's all about the sights, the romantic evenings, the dinner. I sent a couple over there. Actually, it was for their 50th wedding anniversary. And they took a cruise on the Seine River. And they had a dinner and champagne. And they just cruised at sunset up the river. And they could see the Eiffel Tower all lit up at night. So it's not just for honeymooners. It could also be for people that are going for a second honeymoon.
Number four.
Santorini, Greece. The cliffs, when you're in Santorini, in the blue roofed areas and the white stucco that the buildings have and the past that you have, nothing compares to Santorini. The locals there take you in as part of their family. They make sure that you have a wonderful time and something never to forget. So they have some of the beaches that are known for red and black sand beaches. And you also had the access to go see some of the ruins. You could really get lost in the number of days that you're going to be over there. You could actually be so caught up in so many things going on in so many different days. You got to make sure you take in the meals and some fine wines and the overlook of the bay when the cruise ships come in, because we can't forget the cruise ships. We're not talking about that this week. Santorini's number four.
And I know that we think of the Caribbean because it's closer to us and blue waters and tropical destinations. But the Mediterranean, I've never been. I've heard it's spectacular.
It is. We got to expand your travel palette. Good thing we've met, because now you've got a personal travel agent to get you to all these destinations. So
I've been to Cleveland.
Well, that unfortunately, that didn't make my list.
Rock and roll Hall of Fame, baby.
Yeah, that's not on my list. I'm sorry. We're going to have to move on from that.
But that's all right.
Number three.
How about Maui? Everybody talks about going to Hawaii for their honeymoon. Maui's known as the poster child for sunsets and sunrises in the U.S. And a good thing, a positive thing that a lot of people go to Hawaii for is because you don't need a passport. And all these other destinations, you also have to worry about you making sure you have a valid passport for the time frame that you're going. But for Hawaii, you don't need a passport. Now, Hawaii can be very expensive, as everyone knows. But the thing about going to Hawaii is if you go to Maui, you can still island hop to the other islands too. But it is, of course, the top most expensive destination in the U.S. is Hawaii, but there's so much to do. And Maui is the top destination in all the islands for a honeymoon.
And Craig, let me ask you, if you're familiar with the damages that happened because of the fires, how have they navigated that? And is that slowing down travel there?
It's not slowing them down as much, because even though it was catastrophe that happened there, there's been a lot of outreach and help that has gone to Maui to help rebuild. So it's slowly coming back. Some of the area of Maui wasn't as affected as some others, so it's still a destination where people will go. But in my rankings, it's still in my top three of going there. In about a year from now, year and a half from now, a lot of the devastation that happened during the wildfires will be taken care of and things will be rebuilt. So hope that continues with that. Plus, you can go do a hula there, even though I wouldn't trust myself doing that, but you can still do that.
Number two.
Top two. Here's number two. Florence, Italy. I've been to Italy, and it has been one of my top destinations that I've traveled to. The one thing, I was such a tourist when I went there, and the one thing that I had wanted to do was to have a pizza made in Italy for me. And I remember the guy saying, "Do you want an American pizza?" I said, "Well, okay, let's see what it is." He brought me a pizza with sauce, well, the crust, the sauce, the cheese, French fries covered with ketchup. And that's what they believe American pizza is.
Oh, my.
So we swapped that out and had real pizza. But there's so many different streets and cobblestone areas and shopping, and just the history of Florence itself is something that nobody can actually get enough of while you're over there. And it's the statues, and you can get real gelato. I had gelato when I was in Italy, and that's, oh, some of the best ever. When you have dinner over in Italy, they don't rush you. Your dinner could last 4 to 5 hours, but they want you to savor the whole atmosphere and drink your wine and take in all of the entertainment. So Florence, Italy was number two for me.
I was just going to ask you, Craig, if you're into wine, and how is the wine over there in Italy?
Well, you have opportunities to go and tour wineries while we were there. And of course, you can't get any better wine than you're drinking it right from the winery. And when they have wine tasting, you can get a little carried away, but the wine is, there's nothing comparable to it. You know, you get some stuff here in the States that says it's imported from Italy, but there's nothing that compares to having wine while you're in Italy and taking in the surroundings. So it's utterly amazing to be there.
Number one.
Are we ready for number one?
Here we go. The big buildup, the suspense. I can't wait. Here we go.
Here we go. The Maldives in the Indian Ocean. This is probably the destination that you've seen pictures of the overwater bungalows.
Yeah.
All attached by wood planking in a picturesque blue lagoon that is the top destination of the world, to me, is the Maldives. It's in that, it's a remote island chain, if you're not familiar with it. The resort is individual bungalows, and they offer extravagant services and amenities that they consider it ultra luxury while you're there. And then you can venture out of your bungalow. You can go to the near beaches and the spas, and you can take excursions to the nearby islands as well. But the biggest thing that attracts people to the Maldives, if you are a snorkeler or a diver, is the coral reefs. There's over 2,000 distinct coral reefs in the Maldives. And that is my number one honeymoon destination.
I would say that's a heck of a choice. That's on my radar, but I shoot kind of low,
Craig.
We got to
get you out of Cleveland. So.
I'm shooting kind of low here.
We'll get you on a cruise first. That's all. We'll get you out there first.
Looking forward to it. So, Craig, please tell the listeners of our podcast how they can get in contact with you, and you can start traveling, making a fantastic travel destination program for them.
Yes. So I have my own Facebook business page. It's under Cruising Voyages, and my email address is listed on there. It's crashid@polaristravelexperts.com. And I also have an expanding TikTok page where I put travel tips and hints and focuses on cruises for the most part, but I can get you traveling anywhere in the world. And on TikTok, it's also under the title of Cruising Voyages. So you can find me anywhere out there, and I'll be happy to help everybody.
And I will tell you, a personal endorsement for Craig. I asked him a couple questions about possibly getting away, and he was right back to me. I mean, literally within 10 minutes. The only problem with that is I forgot that I lost my passport. So that complicates things a little bit, but we're working on that, Craig. I'm going to get back to you on that.
I was wondering what happened, because after I sent you the information on the passport, I didn't hear back, and I thought, oh, he must be looking for his passport. But we'll get you out somewhere. But always good to talk to you.
Pleasure. Thank you so much for taking some time today. And suddenly, I really want to go somewhere warm. So hopefully that'll happen soon.
Never a problem. Always here. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Craig. Have a great one.
You too. This here.
The Wedding of Distinction podcast is a production of Music in Motion Entertainment. All rights reserved. Any unauthorized publication of this program is strictly prohibited. For the Wedding of Distinction podcast, I'm Mike Vincent. Happy wedding planning, everybody. Let's go.